Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick health question. Even though you're still thriving, still loving, still connecting, did you know your immune system weakens with age? That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off certain respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. This fall, ask your doctor which vaccines you need and visit VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com to schedule one or more vaccines. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. What do you have for us? Closing remarks. Let's get it.
You know something I've been learning, y'all, and I guess I've been saying it because I've been doing these morning meditations. It's really been helpful to me. You know, it's really, really been having a really profound effect on my life, and I want to share with you all because it's happening to me currently, and it's something that's happening that's really, really had an impact on my life. I didn't know. You know, I started doing these morning meditations, right? And so part of it is I got this app, this Bible app. You know, look, I ain't no preacher, so you can take the message from me. I'm just telling you what I'm doing and how it's improved my life. Now, I'm not a perfect person, so I don't even really, you know, can I be really honest? I don't even think I'm trying to be perfect. I'm just trying to be a good person, man. Some of the mistakes I make, I don't know, man. Some of the mistakes I make, I'm a little confused about myself sometimes. It's kind of crazy. I guess I am improving and trying to be better, but I'm not making the same mistakes over and over. I'm just finding out that it's not as easy to be a great person all the time, because we're humans, you know, right? You know, we're going to all make mistakes. And so I've definitely made my share, but I keep on climbing and I keep on striving. So I guess I am trying to get a lot better. So I take that back. I am. But a friend of mine sent me a scripture, and the scripture is Psalms 5:5-3. But I started reading from 1 all the way down to 4. And he said, hey, man, before you start your day in your morning meditation, he said, I want you to add this scripture. So part of my morning meditation is I have these like daily words that I read from a gift that someone gave me for my birthday. And then I have a King James Bible and I have a New Living version of the Bible because I can't understand the King James version sometimes. So I have these two side by side. So whatever scripture I'm reading in the King James, I also have a, you know, New Living Testament with modern English in it, so I can really get an understanding of it. And inside one of my notes is 2 pages. One sheet of paper has things that I make sure that I read off every morning to thank him for, because I don't want to be ungrateful. I want him to know that I'm grateful for what all he's done for me. And I do this every morning, whether I'm having a great morning or not, whether I got some bad news the night before or not, or whether somebody said the answer to your question is no, you got to try something else. I read the thank you list anyway. And some of the stuff on my thank you list is stuff that someone has told me no about. But I thank God for it anyway, because what I've learned is I remember I've often been told no a bunch of times and it turned out to be a yes. So I thank him even when I get some disappointing news about a request that I put in. So I put in my thank yous first. Then my next sheet of paper That's about 50 things I thank him for every day. And then I have another people with about 50 so things on it that I'm asking for. He said, before you read that list, Steve, he said, I want you to read Psalms 5 and 3. And then it was so crazy because he said, man, since you're doing this every morning, do this. 5 and 3 says, Lord, in the morning, you hear my voice. In the morning, I pray to you and I wait for you in hope. And so when he sent me the scripture, he sent it from another version. And he says after God hears him and hears him when he pray in the morning, he cries out to him. He waits expectantly throughout the day. And so, you know, I've often talked to y'all about living your life as a life of expectation. That the only way to draw a great life is to expect a great life. The only way to think to be a great person is you have to think great people thoughts. If you want to be successful, you have to have successful thoughts. If you have negative thoughts, you're going to be a negative person. So I've often said, you know, a man is as he thinketh, and you have to live your life in expectation. But this really cleared it up for me, man. I'm giving it to y'all. Psalms 2 through 4. And I just started reading this. And it's 3 through 4, but I read 2 through 4. It said, my King and my God, hear me when I cry for help. I pray to you. Lord, in the morning, you hear me. And in the morning, I pray to you. And I wait on you in hope. That's that expectation. Y'all, that has changed the game for me. Because it's taught me so many things, man, about how my mindset should be to begin the day. And even if you're not getting the things on your request list, be thankful for them, because just because somebody told you no, that ain't necessarily God telling you no. And a lot of times people get off their hustle too quick before the real blessing come through. Just cause that person said no, maybe God working on it from another angle. But as soon as you hear no and you stop wanting it or hoping for it, now your faith is gone in it. Now you can't get it, cause God don't give you what you want. He give you what you believe.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.